Our discussion on things relevant to utilities and CLECO. And Fran, I guess we got another utility scam out there.
Yes, Jeff, it's happening more and more, and we want our customers to be on alert and know the signs to protect themselves.
Absolutely. So, want to walk through them?
Yes. What happens, this is becoming more and more an event that happens more and more. Scams include fraudulent phone calls, text messages, and emails. There also are in-person scams in which scammers pose as representatives of CLECO. So of all the various types of scams, Jeff, the most common is a fraudulent phone call. Mm-hmm. So when customers call us and report that someone called them or this happened to them, this is what we hear the most. So the scams most frequently are just phone calls. Scammers call our customers claiming to be from CLECO and then threaten to disconnect their service if they don't make an immediate payment with either a prepaid card or a gift card. And so one of the ways you can always detect or determine that it's not CLECO or that it's a scam, we will never demand immediate payment or ask customers to pay with a prepaid card or a gift card. So if you are a customer, a CLECO customer, and you get a call from someone, and Jeff, they are very sophisticated, it may say CLECO on the caller ID if you have caller ID. But we never make outbound calls to customers and demand a payment. We work with our customers. If you're not sure about the status of your account, you can call us directly at the 1-800 number. It's 1-800-622-6537. And what we found, Jeff, is if you get this type of call, don't even have any type of discussion with them, because once you engage in conversation, it tends to become more realistic. They begin to sound legitimate, and they're not. So you cannot even give them any time of your time. So some of the things that they're very convincing, and as I said, they're becoming more sophisticated, which is why we're always raising awareness about scams. I would say, Jeff, you know, 10 years ago, I've never done an interview about scams, or we never had problems like this. But as you know, in society, there are always people looking to take advantage of someone else for various reasons. So to help our customers protect themselves, we would say slow down. Scammers typically try to rush you.
Oh, yeah.
They also say that again, Jeff. I'm sorry.
No, I was agreeing. That's what, you know, I have a monthly conversation with the Better Business Bureau, and that's one of the things. Scammers try and pressure you one time only. And you mentioned the gift cards, too. That's prevalent amongst a lot of scammers who try to get you pay with a gift card, and that's the, to me, it's the silliest thing ever. It's the biggest red flag that there's a problem here.
Yes, Jeff, when we get the report that the customer will let us know, like, they called me from this number or I got a call from this number, we investigate. And believe it or not, when I call the numbers back, they really do sound like a professional business. And when you begin to question them, they usually hang up on you.
Yeah.
So it's very hard, like, even when you shut them down, they just start up another operation. I've never seen anything like it. But that's why you really have to be alert. If you don't call the company directly, 9 times out of 10, it's not CLECO calling you, because we don't make outbound calls. We have a call center. As I said, the number is 1-800-622-6537. And customers, of course, are welcome to call the call center and that representative can give you detailed information about your account. So slow down. Again, CLECO will never ask customers for their personal information over the phone. We will only need information to verify that you are the customer and that you have access to the account. We'll never call to demand an immediate payment or ask you to pay with a prepaid card or a gift card to pay your bill. And we'll never threaten to disconnect the service if you can't. We work with our customers. We can set them up on extension payment plans. So that if they're threatening you over the phone with disconnect, that is an immediate sign that it's not Clico. Again, verify. Scammers often pose as utility company, as an employee of the company. If you receive a phone call, a text message, email, or even a knock at the door, you should contact Clico directly to verify the information.
Yeah, no.
Stop. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I thought you had stopped, finished, but I want to throw something in, and I'm sure you maybe were going to get involved or talk about Utilities United Against Scams. Unfortunate that an organization like that has to exist, but glad Clico's a part of it.
Yes, we joined that organization, Jeff, about 3 years ago, and it's not just Clico. It's utilities all over the United States, more than 145 companies, electric, water, natural gas, all working together to stop these tactics, you know, to put these scammers out of business. And through the work that they've done, you know, we have been successful in taking nearly 9,500 toll-free numbers used by scammers out of operation. So there are things taking place and steps being made to shut these scammers down, but it takes everyone working together, and it's a daily task. So another tip or way to stop them in their tracks is to stop before you act. Think about the information the caller or potential scammer is asking of you. If it seems unsafe or suspicious, then it probably is. And so, Jeff, I'll end by giving you a couple of the common scams that not just we see at Clico, but that are prevalent amongst all utilities. When we have our quarterly discussions, these are the same type of scams that they report. Scammers call threatening to disconnect your service unless you make an immediate payment with a prepaid card. That's called the disconnection deception. Overpayment tactics. Scammers call claiming you overpaid your bill and you need to provide your personal bank account information or a credit card to facilitate a refund. No, that's an overpayment tactic to get your personal information. Vacate your home is another tactic. That's what it's labeled as. Scammers claim there's a need to replace your meter or other equipment, and you must leave your home for 72 hours. Clico will never ask the customer to leave their home.
That's a new one on me. I haven't heard of that one.
And, you know, think about it. If you're a customer, and I'm not pinpointing elderly, but, you know, elderly customers tend to would probably be a target of the scammers. And if you know, you trust people. And so if someone comes to you like that, I could see that it would be believable. But we would never ask a customer to vacate their home. None of our representatives would go inside a customer's home. Our job is the meter, and that's outside of the home. And if we do have representatives or contractors working for us in the field, they will have proper identification. And even with that, if a customer is uncomfortable, they can call the 800 number right then and there, and we can confirm or verify if we have contractors working in that area. Then another tactic or scam that they use is called the power restoration charge. Scammers call offering to restore your electricity more quickly for a fee after a severe storm. Well, yeah, you know that's not true.
Yeah, it seems obvious, but again, for people who are suffering and say, yeah, I'd be willing to pay to get my restoration quicker than others. You know, there would be some people out there who'd be willing to pay, but it just doesn't exist.
No, that doesn't exist. we restore power because that's part of our job. That's what our customers pay us for, and there is no fee when there is a storm. That's our first priority, to get the power back on. We're not going to ask you to pay extra to get it on faster. Our goal is to get power restored to everyone as fast as we can. And the last tactic is called an identification attack. Rather than directing victims to call a 1-800 number, the scammers direct callers to press 1 to collect more data in an attempt to get your personal information. So, Jeff, what we see not just in the electric utility industry or just the utility industry, we see this in all types of industries. They are people out there constantly trying to get your personal information, your bank account, to take advantage of you and to scam you.
Very good. Is this information, some of what you shared online, somewhere at Clico.com?
Yes, we have some information on scams and deception so that our customers can be aware. And, of course, having the show that you're doing today helps bring awareness. But definitely at Clico.com. We also constantly post messages on our Facebook at Clico Power about scams, especially as we start getting reports. And it comes in waves. Sometimes, you know, there are no reports for the month. And then other times we'll get multiple notices from customers saying, this happened to me, this happened to me. And so we're always being diligent and making our customers aware when we know that it's happening.
Very good. Anything else on this topic or anything else you want to share?
No, be alert, be aware, and let us know if you're getting a call where you're being threatened with disconnect, because that's not Clico. That's not how we operate. And we want to be made aware of it so we can help everyone be safe.
No doubt about it. Well, Fran, again, appreciate your time as always. We'll look forward to checking in with you again next week.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Take care.